Dr. Merman's on the horn. How you doing, Dr. Merman?
Hey, great. How's Tom and everybody in the studio?
Magnificent. I have to tell you, Dr. Merman, I was thinking of you just a couple of days ago. I am sleeping better than I have ever slept in my life. Well, since I was a mid-teenager. I literally am sleeping incredibly well, thanks to the THC program that I, Life Medical, and you.
That's great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I heard this from three people yesterday. This is great. You know, a lot of fun hearing people tell your stories, how they get better.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I'll tell you, this is interesting. I was doing this presentation to some physicians a few days ago, and I was telling them how, you know, my experience in not treating, but certifying people to cannabis and seeing them come back and follow up and all improved. And so the question they gave me is, like, what about research? Is this actually proven to work for certain conditions? And that's an issue that most doctors really bring up with patients. And people do need to be aware how to actually respond. So this was my response. The issue with research, yes, there's not enough research in cannabis, in marijuana, in its use in medical conditions. Mm-hmm. However, what's the reason? The reason is because it's Schedule One substance, which is basically the federal government says that doesn't have any medical use. Does that make any sense? Well, not really, but that's the case. And so when something doesn't have any medical use, it's very hard to research it. So now we don't have research. And but then the question rises, so is this going to stop us from using it as medicine? And my answer is not really. Mm-hmm. The way I approach it, first, you need to figure out if something is safe. Second, you need to see if people are using it around you and see if they improve. And if it's safe and people are using it, then it's okay to try it. There's no reason not to try something that's safe and seems to help people. And then, once you try it, and so you wait, maybe you spend a few bucks. If you're better, great, then it works for you. If you're not better, it doesn't work for you. So that's kind of my simple view on research. You know, not all research is great. A lot of it is great and some is not. And we don't have enough of it in cannabis. That's true.
You know what amazes me, Dr. Merman?
Yeah.
Is the fact that you can't.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say quickly, Schedule One drug that you can't overdose on makes no sense to me. You cannot overdose on THC, can you?
You cannot. No, nobody's ever died from this. And look at, people are taking opioids, at least 70,000 deaths a year from opioid overdoses.
Right.
And
right.
That is supposed to be safe. Okay. And there's research. That makes no sense. What about things like, ibuprofen and, Aleve, Motrin, et cetera? You know how many people die from that every year in the United States? I looked it up. It's about 1,600 people from all kinds of side effects, including bleeding and heart attacks. So these are not safe, but they are over the counter. And we're supposed to, and cannabis is supposed to be Schedule One, makes no sense whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, and I have people come and I keep getting blessed. I mean, that's the funnest part of my work. People come and say, "They bless you, doctor, for making this available. This changed my life. It's a life-changing experience." Yesterday I had a person with intractable pain after an accident, now on cannabis, sleeping way, way better, just what you're saying, sleeping through the night. Couldn't sleep before because of pain. Now he's sleeping. No side effects. The pain is down from 9 over 10 to 3 over 10. You know how we rate pain on a 10th scale. So This is a huge drop. I saw an Iraq veteran yesterday with knee and back pains from all the damage he had sustained in the war and PTSD. And both are helped. He's sleeping way better because there's less pain and there's no nightmares from all the war stuff. And again, there's no side effects. So there's no reason not to use this stuff.
I agree completely.
Yeah. Sleep apnea works great. I was going to mention another thing. Now with this virus coming, we are trying to limit people's exposure to infections. And so people who are coming for like recertifications, that's actually legal to do on Zoom, you know, so they don't even have to come in the clinic. So that will keep people safe. So we see each other on the screen and we do that. People coming for initial certification, unfortunately, we can't do it virtually. But we've figured out a way to first talk to them and possibly even see them in the parking lot so they don't have to come in the clinic if they don't want to. You know, so that should be easy. And we have a link on our website. The website is lifemedical.us. The phone number is on the site. It's 952-933-8900. It's lifemedical.us. And actually, there is a button to click on regarding virtual visits. So we treat a lot of people virtually nowadays, and we're trying to do more and more of that because of this infection scare. And actually, prescriptions can be made, you know, very few cases require actual physical exam in lab. You know, most of the time you can listen what people say and do a lot of stuff and help them figure out the right medications, et cetera. And that's what we're doing. And actually, in a lot of cases, for example, respiratory infections, we're treating them very successfully homeopathically. All that information is behind that link on the website. And we actually provide remedies for free if that's what we do, right out of the clinic. So that's what we're doing. Any questions from the audience there?
I like that question. I will make another statement. When I first went to see Dr. Merman, what, about a year and a half ago now? It's about a year and a half, right? I think Dr. Merman, correct?
Yeah, probably a year and a half. Yeah.
Something like that. Well, when I first went to see Dr. Merman, in the old days, I was on Trazodone and Xanax to sleep. I took them both to sleep and actually pretty high dosages. Okay, so then I went from Xanax to Wellbutrin, so it was Trazodone and Wellbutrin. I then went to see Dr. Merman, got on THC. Now I take zero prescription drugs. I don't take Trazodone. I don't take Wellbutrin. I don't take Xan. I don't take anything other than the THC, and it's extremely safe. That's what I love about it, Dr. Merman. Love it.
That's what I hear every day. Like yesterday, a couple of people, they stopped their sleeping meds, specifically Trazodone, one of them, and they're sleeping fine without it, with just cannabis, and it helps the pain too. It's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing is wonderful. Does anybody have a question for Dr. Merman?
Anybody has a question?
There's no questions here. It's all clear.
No, well, you do make it very, very clear, Dr. Merman, the situation. I just wanted to make sure that this program is getting the credit it deserves, because I'd like to make very, very clear to people, I sleep much better now on THC than I ever did on Trazodone and a combination of either Xanax or Wellbutrin. I sleep much better than I did on those drugs. So it's not just, you know, replacing one drug with another. This one actually cannot hurt you and can't kill you, certainly. And I sleep phenomenally well, so I would highly recommend people get it done. And I really wish the federal government would get it together so you could actually transport, THC gotten through a clinic on an airplane. You can't do that now because federal airspace, you cannot have THC on you.
Oh,
it's
difficult.
Yeah. And one other thing that maybe people want to get involved and call their legislators, people are trying to get flower approved or allowed. In Minnesota, it's still not allowed. But that would reduce the cost of medication about threefold, I'm told by the growers. It is so expensive to make medications like they do now. It would make it way, way cheaper to make flour available. And the legislature is in session, and I think you can call your legislators and tell them about it.
And I think it's wonderful.
It's really bad. We have a pain clinic in our clinic. A part of our clinic is a pain clinic where a doctor is actually prescribing opioids. Okay, and what I'm seeing is her patients are all poor, disadvantaged, and they are getting opioids, and that's very high risk for overdose.
Yeah.
And the patients who are coming to see us for certification, they can afford cannabis and pay for it out of pocket, and they are the well-to-do patients. Okay, and is that even fair? Okay, and that's really bad.
I agree. I agree, but it's always about the money, isn't it, with this, with these regulators? It's just, it's an amazing thing. Dr. Merman's always a great pleasure to hear from you, sir. Great program. Thank you so much again for how much you helped me and even more helped my family, because I'm in a much better mood because of you. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Yeah. You keep saying that you're no longer in your fun, huh?
No.
Well, there you go.
But less fun.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Dr. Merman, thank you, sir.
Everybody.
And have a great day.
Stay safe from this virus. See ya.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
Dr.
Bye.
Jacob Merman, ladies and gentlemen, Life Medical. And look, Dr. Merman's not an advertiser. This is not me serving an advertiser well by saying, oh, yes, it works phenomenally well. And if he were an advertiser, I'd do it anyway. Because I'm not going to tell you, even if it is an advertiser, that something's great if it's not. I'm not doing that. That's not going to happen.
What do you do when you travel then?
Ixnay onite.
Oh, I know a guy.
Luckily for me is most often when I travel, even if I would be going to some place like Atlanta or, you know, something like that, I would fly to Florida first, and I'm medically certified in Florida and Minnesota, both.
Okay.
Now, when you drive across the border into Georgia, though, you are committing a crime, and that's, it makes me uncomfortable, but seriously, I sleep so well. It's so much better. I'm much healthier than I've been in years. I really, really wish they would separate what used to be buying a lid to getting capsules to sleep or tinctures or whatever you use to sleep.
Hey, you can.
I don't take the capsules that you do. I've never taken them medicinally, but when I go to states where it's recreational, I'll go grab an edible, a candy bar, you know, something like that, a cookie. And I will tell you this, the reason I don't do many edibles when I go to these places where it's recreational, where it's legally recreational, is because that stuff knocks me out. Now, I'm sure I'm taking a much bigger dose if I have a couple of cookies or something like that. They usually come in 10, is it milligram? 10 milligram of
10
portions.
Milligram,
You know, so if you take a couple of those, that's it. I'm out. I'm done. I'm just asleep.
Oh,
and
so that's indica.
High.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
indica.
Probably.
Well, they say indica in the couch, right? Mm-hmm. Sativa is the one that gives you a little more energy. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them give me any energy. But, I mean, in addition to getting super stoned, I'm super stoned for like 5 minutes, and then I'm asleep. And I wake up 12 hours later. So that stuff will help you sleep, no doubt.
It does me, man. It's unbelievable.